Welcome to Big Podcast. I'm not David Hooper. This episode will not be edited. Why? It's a short show. There won't be too many mistakes. There's not enough time for my verbal tics to wear on you. Most importantly, it's just me, and I'm working off an outline. But that works for the show. Most podcasts are not like this. Your show might be the perfect 22-minute length, or might even be longer, which would be even better. Or you might have a special guest, and you're not able to work off an outline. To edit or not to edit, it's actually not a question, it's a choice. Of course, if you figured out who I am, then you know that I'm biased and I think everybody should choose to edit their podcast, but there are reasons for podcasters to choose not to edit. And here they are. They want to keep it real, and that works for shows where friends are shooting the about beer or Doctor Who. But that's not okay if your podcast is a representation of your brand. Number two, you might choose not to edit for ethical reasons. I can argue with that. But I will have you ponder this thought. What does it hurt if you remove some excessive, if you take that stuff out, would a listener actually think you're pulling a fast one on them? Number three, you can't afford to hire an editor, and you just don't have the time to do it yourself. I totally understand. I'm with you on this one. Planning ahead can help, but if you just can't, then weigh out the pros and cons for putting out stuff like it is, or maybe delay the release so you can get it done. But the fourth reason is probably the most common, and I'm going to refer back to number one, the keep it real reason. It's an excuse to be lazy. Yeah, lazy. No, David Hooper didn't call you lazy. I'm not David Hooper, just called you lazy. Listen, your listeners deserve better. So here are four really good reasons for why you should edit your podcast. Number one, it helps your audience follow the content better. If your show has no crutch words, then that means there's no mental stumbling blocks for the brain cells that are trying to absorb everything you or your guest is saying. Number two, your show sounds more professional in two major ways. The first is to your audience. The second is to your guest. Those are major. And here's what I mean. Over time, those missing stumbling blocks subconsciously add up in the minds of your listener. The show becomes more valuable. They don't understand why. It just seems better because there's less brain cells needed to consume your awesome content. Or mention to a potential guest that you have an editor who will clean all this up for us. It makes them realize you're serious about producing a good show, even if that editor is you or your buddy. And here's a bonus. Just happen to mention to a potential sponsor that you have an editor. Think about it. Number three, editing your show makes you sound smarter. It sounds reasonable, doesn't it? But I didn't say it. And David Hooper didn't say it. Daniel J. Lewis talks about an editing feature that can make people sound smarter in episode 70 of the Audacity podcast. Go check it out. And finally, number four, a lot of your competition is editing their content. So I ask you to reconsider if you choose not to edit your podcast. Put things into place so that you will be able to edit your podcast. Or draft an outline. Prep your guests so there's not so much editing to do. Download David Hooper's Audience Attraction Cheat Sheet, 25 templates to help you prepare and be ready to make an awesome big podcast. Choose to make your podcast better and stand above the rest who don't edit. And don't misunderstand, I'm not saying that editing is more important than content. Content is still king. But rather than working with a speech therapist, as Prince Albert, Duke of York, did, just edit. Thanks to David Hooper for handing me the keys on this here podcast on April Fool's Day. If you haven't yet subscribed to Big Podcast, then what are you waiting for? You're obviously listening to the show. So if you're not driving your car, then find the subscribe button right there on your device or on your computer you're listening to and subscribe. I don't know if David will be back tomorrow. I guess you'll just have to subscribe to find out. Happy April Fool's Day.